Welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com. My name is Joe Fortenbaugh. This is episode 157 of the podcast, your NFL Week 14 Spectacular. It is great to be back in the saddle. For those of you who don't follow me on Twitter, there was no NFL episode last week because my wife and I, who were expecting our second son this week, decided to come a little bit early. So when I was supposed to be recording podcasts, I was actually in the hospital, but everything went according to plan. Wyatt Allen Fortenbaugh, born November 29th, 7 pounds, 5 ounces. The mother's a rock star. The kid's doing great. Thanks to all of you who have reached out via Twitter, email, and beyond. Your well wishes are greatly appreciated. Now that we're back in the saddle in just a few minutes, Nick Costos from CBS is going to join us to preview NFL Week 14. A lot of big games, a lot of tricky spots. We've got a bunch of picks to get to at the end of the episode, but we're going to begin, as we always begin, with your six-point teaser of the week. Not one, but 2 6-point teasers from 2 weeks ago. The last time we did an NFL preview, we took the Chiefs and teased them up against the Rams on Monday Night Football. That half was paired with the Saints on Thanksgiving night over the Falcons. Winner, winner, turkey dinner. In addition, that Sunday in week 12, we took Baltimore and teased them down against the Raiders, and we took the Chargers and teased them down against the Cardinals. Another winner. So that puts our six-point teaser plays at 9-4 on the season. This week, right back to the well. Tease the Chargers from 14 down to 8 as they get set to host the Cincinnati Bengals. That's the first half. Had Phillip Rivers taken a sack instead of grounding the ball on third down late in the fourth quarter against the Denver Broncos back in week 11, the Chargers would be riding a 9-game winning streak with point spread covers in 6 of their last 8 outings. Alas, Rivers made a costly mistake. He grounded the football. But this Bolts team has been an absolute smoke show since losing to the Rams back on September 23rd. Los Angeles ranks 2nd in yards per play on offense, 10th in yards per play allowed on defense, and still has a very plausible shot at overtaking Kansas City for the AFC West crown and a first-round bye after last week's impressive comeback win at Pittsburgh. As for the Bengals, Cincinnati has dropped 4 straight by an average of 17.2 points per game. They've covered just 1 spread in their last 6 games overall, and they're going to start Jeff Driscoll at quarterback this weekend, who has recorded exactly 74 passing attempts in his NFL career. So the first half of this week's six-point teaser, the Chargers, from 14 down to minus 8. The second half will be the Pittsburgh Steelers from minus 10.5 down to minus 4.5, at Oakland to take on the Raiders. Speaking of Pittsburgh, the Steelers face the perfect opponent in the Oakland Raiders on Sunday when it comes to bouncing back off that epic second half collapse against the Chargers. Oakland ranks dead last in yards per play allowed on defense, 31st in run defense, 31st in scoring defense, and has covered the number in just 2 of their last 8 home games. Further, John Gruden is chasing down the number 1 overall draft pick against the Pittsburgh squad that can feel Baltimore breathing down its neck in the AFC North. Now 9-4 on the season, your six-point teaser play for Week 14 features the Chargers at minus 8 over Cincinnati and Pittsburgh at minus 4.5 over Oakland. All right, I'm going to ask you a series of questions. Now, they're going to start odd, and then they're going to get more and more obvious. Do you like monkeys with knives? Like I said, this is intriguing, but perhaps a bit odd. Do you like sports gaming? Now we're starting to warm up. Do you like winning money? Now we're there. Then check out monkeyknifefight.com. That's monkeyknifefight.com. It's the new 100% legal gaming site that everybody's talking about. They have dozens of games and chances to win. Games like Over Under, where you win if you nail 2 player-based props or hit 5 props, and the winnings even bigger. So play now. Enter the promo code COVERS and get a $5 free game and an exclusive instant deposit match up to $100. That's the promo code COVERS. And if you go into the bio of this podcast, the link is right there. Click the link, use the promo code COVERS. Boom. That's monkeyknifefight.com, monkeyknifefight.com. CBSSports.com.
It says here we should work in teams. Who wants to be my spotter?
He's an anchor for CBS Sports HQ and a host of Sportsline on HQ. You can follow him on Twitter at TheKostos. Nick Kostos from CBS joining us here on the Sharp 600. My man, it's been a while. How's life treating you?
Life is treating me great. Always great to be with you here on the show. Wish my NFL picks were a little better, but that's how the season goes, right? Ups and downs. And right now I'm in a down, but I got a feeling this weekend will be back on the ascent for yours truly.
You know what? Let's start right there. You've been doing this long enough. I've been doing this long enough. No matter how much line shopping you do, no matter how much research you put in, losing streaks are going to happen. So how do you deal with them?
Well, look, I've been gambling for 15 years. I don't know about you, but I've been gambling for almost two decades now on sports. And it's the kind of thing that used to really, really, really piss me off, right, when you go on these major losing streaks. And I think you just accept that it's part of the deal, right? It's like even the best, and I do not think that I'm one of the best sports gamblers of all time. I think that I'm better than the average sports gambler, but I'm not a legendary handicapper. Like, I get paid to talk by CBS. I don't get paid to give winning picks. But even the best handicappers lose all the time. Like it's impossible to win constantly. So you just kind of have to accept that this is the way it goes and that generally hot streaks are around the corner. Like, if you do it enough and you trust the picks that you're making and you don't radically change your process, like, you are going to win. So it's just you have to mentally prepare yourself for it. And when it's running cold, it's going to run cold probably for a while because that's just how it seems to go. And it's just kind of knowing that going into it that, hey, this is going to happen. So let me not let it get me totally down.
No doubt. Before we jump into the Week 14 card, I'm asking everyone this because it's such a tight race this year. Who do you like for the Heisman Trophy?
I've been saying it for a couple weeks now, not just before this past Saturday. I would take Kyler Murray to win the Heisman Trophy out of Oklahoma. And the reason why, Joe, is because I think that Tua Tagovailoa has like five more snaps in the fourth quarter of Alabama games than you and me combined and the people, everyone listening right now. Like, he hasn't had to play in a lot of these games. And look, he's tremendous. And you know, he might actually be the better quarterback than Kyler Murray. But as far as the Heisman Trophy is concerned, how can you not give it to Kyler Murray? And Kyler had his Heisman moment on Saturday, beating Texas, avenging the one loss. Whereas in the Alabama-Georgia game, Jalen Hurts had the Heisman moment, not Tua Tagovailoa. So it's crazy to say it, given that it seemed like it was Tua's award to lose all season long. But Kyler, for me, came on really strong at the end. And unless those 10% of voters, they should have their votes taken away, by the way, the people that voted early, unless all those votes end up swinging it, I do think you'll see Kyler Murray win the Heisman on Saturday night.
Thursday night football, AFC South showdown, Tennessee laying 5 with a robust total of 37.5 against the Jacksonville Jaguars, who found their way into a 6-0 win over Indianapolis last week. Any lean in this one?
Yeah, if you think the Titans can score, 14, 17 points in this game, I kind of like Tennessee because I don't think Jacksonville's going to be able to put points up on the board. And I know Leonard Fournette's back, and they're obviously going to feed him quite a bit. And I love Fournette's fantasy this week. I'm starting him in a couple of playoff games. He's going to be their entire offense. And maybe he reaches the end zone once, but Cody Kessler's the quarterback of this team. And I get that Blake Bortles is bad, and I'm not stumping for Blake Bortles here, but he's better than Cody Kessler. You know, this is a guy that Hugh Jackson famously said, trust me, about when they drafted him a couple years ago. Well, Hugh, we don't trust you. And you know who else I don't trust? Cody Kessler. So begrudgingly, I'll take the Titans. This will probably, full disclosure, not be a game that I actually bet my hard-earned American money on with these two teams. But you make me pick, I will. I'll take the Titans, and I think the game will go under because I don't think Jacksonville can score more than 13 points in this game.
Green Bay laying 5 against Atlanta. It's a dome team traveling outdoors. Temperatures predicted to be a high of around 24 degrees at Lambeau Field around kickoff. But the real story here, what do you expect from the Packers? They just fired Mike McCarthy, so I see it going one of two ways. Either the team packs it in on the season, pun intended, or Aaron Rodgers and the troops rally because McCarthy is now out of the building. How do you see this one?
I think it'll probably end up being Rodgers rallying the troops. Now, again, full disclosure, I think this is a very tough spot, right? Because, like, you're basically flipping a coin, right? It's going to be one of those two Packers things that you get, and it's kind of really impossible to tell what it's going to be unless, like, you're in that locker room with them. So, I mean, everything you hear seems to indicate that that's going to be the case, that they're going to come out and play strong, but you don't know that that's the case until they actually take the field. But I'm going to bet on Aaron Rodgers here in this spot, and I'm going to tell you why. Because while Rodgers has been criticized for, maybe missing a couple easy throws here and there over the course of the last couple losses, to me, he looks disinterested. Like, he looks like he was basically like, F this, this offense sucks. I'm going to be lazy with my mechanics, and I'm going to throw off my back foot, and I'm not going to look at the open receiver right in front of me, and I'm going to try to make a big play down the field. Now that McCarthy's gone, I think Rodgers is going to basically take these next four games as an opportunity to say to the world, hey, everyone, I'm still Aaron MFing Rodgers. And I think the Packers are going to put up a ton of points here. I actually like the over 50 or 50 and a half more than I like the side in this game. I think Green Bay scores 35 by itself.
New Orleans coming off the Thursday night loss in Dallas against the Cowboys. They've got extra rest. They've got to be angry about losing the number one seed in the NFC. They're laying 8 at Tampa Bay. I think you're going to have a lot of the public jumping on the Saints here, but that's a lot of points for a divisional road game outdoors for a dome team. What do you think here?
I'm going to give you the play that I like in this game, and it's going to be, it may surprise people, may surprise you, Joe. I'm going to take the Tampa Bay Buccaneers team total under, whatever that ends up being listed as. I think this is going to be a game, and look, Jameis Winston has played great the last couple weeks since being reinserted into the starting lineup. He hasn't had that classic Jameis Winston four interception game just yet. I think it's going to come this Sunday against the Saints. So I like the Saints to cover this number if you're going to make me pick. I'd never like to roll with the public, but I think I have to in this spot because I just think this is going to be a get-right spot for the Saints and their offense. You know, Kamara and Thomas really limited the last couple games, even in that Thanksgiving win at home against the Falcons. They get back on track. Saints defense is going to turn Winston over a couple of times. So I'll lay the points with the Saints, but what I feel more comfortable about is Tampa Bay's team total under this weekend.
Dallas laying 3.5 at home against the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles beat the Giants. Nice comeback 2 weeks ago. They beat Washington on Monday night, but it's only 3.5. They're still really banged up, and quite frankly, I don't think they've played all that well. I feel the Eagles have been overrated for most of the season. Do you like laying the 3.5 with Dallas, or do you see the Eagles getting some revenge here?
I absolutely agree with you, which you said 100%, Joe. I think this Eagles team is fraudulent, and these last two wins, great, come from behind win against the Giants. The Giants stink. And yeah, they beat the Redskins on Monday night, but who knows what the hell happens if Colt McCoy doesn't break his leg in that game. I mean, I had the Redskins in that spot. That was pretty annoying. Like, I feel like there should be a clause that if Mark Sanchez comes in to play quarterback on the team that you bet on, you should get your money back.
All bets refunded.
Please, all bets should be refunded if Mark or Blaine Gabbert. It should be the Sanchez Gabbert clause, because that should really happen. But yeah, I like Dallas in this spot here because they're the better football team. How is Philly going to be able to run the ball on this Dallas defense? The one guy that I think could get loose for daily fantasy players or fantasy players in general this Sunday is Golden Tate, because Cowboys, the two boundary cornerbacks are excellent. So Philly will have to do damage in the slot. So it'll be Ertz and Tate. Ultimately, I don't think they're going to have enough. Zeke absolutely owns that Eagles defense. So I will lay it with the better team and the team playing at home. Give me the Dallas Cowboys.
One of the more intriguing line moves that's taken place so far this week, the Chiefs opened around 7.5 as favorites over Baltimore. That number has dipped to 6.5. That is a big move through the key number of 7. Chiefs obviously dealing with some of the Kareem Hunt fallout. Baltimore, the number one overall defense and number one scoring defense in the league, but it's Lamar Jackson leading them into Arrowhead Stadium. Any lean in this one?
Yeah, I'm going to buy the half point, and I actually got the Ravens at 7, but if you're looking at this now and you got it at 6.5, I would buy the half point, and I would take the Ravens plus a touchdown here. And what I think this is, it's a Kareem Hunt line. Like, this is the line, like, if almost like if Kareem Hunt were still playing. Kareem Hunt is obviously not playing. And you know, Spencer Ware is not a terrible running back, but you tell me how the Chiefs are going to run the ball in this game on the Ravens defense. And I think this is going to be a game where Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs offense is going to be a little one-dimensional. And that can be the case when you're playing against the terrible Oakland Raiders, as you know, out there in California. You can't do that against the number one defense in the league. And while I do think Joe Flacco should get his job back when he's healthy, if the Ravens are going to go to the postseason, maybe the last stand in Baltimore for both John Harbaugh and Joe Flacco, I actually think this matchup is better with Lamar Jackson because the Chiefs can't stop the run. So it's going to be Lamar, and hop on the Gus bus with me, baby. Gus Edwards. I think the Ravens could win this game outright, but you're damn right. I'm taking those 7 points.
Sunday night football, Jared Goff and the Rams traveled to Soldier Field to take on Mitchell Trubisky and the Bears. The Bears just lost at New York last week with Chase Daniels, the quarterback. Perhaps some people are going to have some recency bias. They're going to want to fade Chicago here, but it's going to be cold. It's going to be windy, and this is a Southern California team. Do you like the home dog here?
You know, some people say that their favorite four words this time of year are, Merry Christmas to you. I say it's primetime home underdogs. This is an autoplay for me on the Chicago Bears here. And if this number ticks up to 3.5, I mean, it's one of my favorite picks of the entire year. But look, this is a spot where you have to take the Bears. Like, I can't advocate laying it with the Rams no matter what happens here. I mean, the spot is absolutely perfect, and you laid it out. Rams last week should not have covered against the Lions. I know, because I took the points with the Lions, and I watched the end of that game. That game was a lot closer than the final score indicates here, and the Bears almost won with Chase Daniel twice on the road. Now Mitchell Trubisky is going to be back, and they're playing at home. Easy pick. Don't overthink it. Take the Bears with the 3. If you can get a 3.5, well, hallelujah to you.
Monday Night Football in Seattle, another tough primetime spot. The Seahawks laying a field goal against Minnesota. Personally, on a neutral, I think Seattle's at least power-ranked even with Minnesota. And then you factor in CenturyLink Field and that home field advantage in Monday night, and you're telling me it's only 3? Something stinks here. I like the Seahawks. What do you think?
I think the fact that something stinks lends me to believe that the Vikings are not only going to cover this spread, but I'm going to take the Vikings to win the game outright. And I know last week the Seahawks covered against the Niners. I know, because I had the Niners. Wow, a lot of losing for me last week. Nick Mullins threw for over 400 yards in that game. And Kirk Cousins stunk it up at Foxborough against Belichick and the Patriots. A lot of quarterbacks going to Foxborough and stink it up against Belichick and the Patriots. Stephon Diggs is going to be a week healthier now. And you tell me how the Seahawks defense is going to slow down Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen, because I don't see it happening. I actually think the Vikings are the better team, and the fact that this line is only 3, I think a lot of people are going to want to take Seattle. And look, maybe the Seahawks win the game and Kirk Cousins does what Kirk Cousins normally does in primetime, which is not play well. But I'm going to go with the team that I think is flat out better. I think the Vikings are better. I think the Vikings will win the game on Monday night.
Before I let you go, is there anything we didn't discuss that you're keeping your eye on?
College football playoff, I might put all of my money on Oklahoma, and that may be a losing proposition, but I'm very excited to take Kyler Murray and the Sooners against Alabama in the college football playoff. As far as the NFL is concerned, maybe I'll give you two other plays. I'm going to bet against the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's not a bet on the Oakland Raiders, and I know I just got done saying how bad the Raiders are, and they are bad. But let's give this team some credit. I mean, they played hard last week in that game against the Chiefs. A couple stands down by the goal line where they were able to punch it in on 4th and goal for Kansas City. So I actually liked what I saw from the Raiders. And I'm not saying the Raiders are going to win the game, but I do think that they can keep it close against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And how about this? My best bet of the week in the National Football League. The Indianapolis Colts to cover that spread in Houston against the Texans. If you want to talk about a line that stinks, Texans have won 9 straight. Darlings of the national media right now. Colts just got shut out on the road at frickin' Jacksonville, and the line is only 4 or 4.5, which intimates the Colts would be favored if this game were in Indianapolis. I think the Colts can win the game, and either way, I think it's a field goal spot, so I love Colts on Sunday.
Good stuff. Follow him on Twitter because he shares a bevy of useful information throughout the course of the week. At the Castos. Anchor, CBS Sports HQ, host, Sportsline on HQ. You can find him everywhere on CBS. Nick Costos joining us here on the Sharp 600. Buddy, always appreciate the time. Thank you for the energy and the insight. Good luck this weekend. Hope to do it again soon.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays, Joe, to you, to all the listeners out there. And yeah, if you like that gambling content, Sportsline, CBS Sports HQ, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, and leading into your games on NFL Sundays at noon Eastern. Joe, very much appreciate it. Best of luck to you and everybody.
Going to be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
All right, last time we dropped an NFL pod was 2 weeks ago. Our picks went 3-2, which means we're now 26-22-1 on the season. Music, please. Game number 1, Green Bay laying 5 against Atlanta. Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, Lambeau Field. The Falcons are 1-4, both straight up and against the spread on the road this season, with losses by 6, 24, 14, and 12 points. Not to mention the fact that this is a dome team traveling to Wisconsin for a December game where the forecast is calling for a high of 24 degrees. But the real story here is how Aaron Rodgers and the Packers will respond to the firing of longtime head coach Mike McCarthy. My bet is that the Packers roll in this spot. No way Rodgers wants the media talking about how he was the problem and not McCarthy. Lay the 5 with Green Bay, who also makes for a nice 6-point teaser play. Game number two, Kansas City hosting Baltimore. The total is 51.5 points. Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific, Arrowhead Stadium. The Chiefs are known for their high-flying offense, but did you know that the under is 4-1 in Kansas City's last five home games? In fact, their only five home games this season, the under is cashed four times. In addition, the under is an astounding 22-3 in Kansas City home games over the last 5 years when the total is lined at 42 points or more. The under is 7-3 in Baltimore's last 10 games overall and 4-1 in the Ravens' last five road contests due, in large part, to the league's top-rated total defense and top-rated scoring defense, which is surrendering an average of just 17.8 points per game. With all that in mind, we're riding the under of 51.5 total points Sunday between Kansas City and Baltimore. Game number three, it's the Colts catching five at Houston. Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, NRG Stadium. Big red flag here. Houston is riding a 9-game winning streak, while the Colts just got blanked 6-0 at lowly Jacksonville last Sunday, and the Texans find themselves as just 5-point home favorites. Something smells fishy. Maybe it has something to do with the fact that Indy is 4-0-1 against the spread over its last five trips to Houston. Either way, give me the 5 points with Andrew Luck and the Colts because something just doesn't add up with this point spread. Next up, it's the Dolphins catching 7.5 against the New England Patriots Sunday, 1 Eastern, 10 Pacific, Hard Rock Stadium in South Florida. New England has won the AFC East in 14 of the last 15 seasons. But for some reason or another, Tom Brady and company struggle to find success in Miami. For his career, the future Hall of Famer is just 7-9 straight up in South Florida with 15 interceptions in those 16 career matchups. Additionally, Brady and the Pats have covered the number just once in their last 6 trips to Miami. For example, you remember last season? The Pats were riding an 8-game winning streak into a Monday Night Football road date with the Dolphins before falling 27-20 at Hard Rock Stadium. Give me history, give me the Dolphins, give me the 7.5 points. Out west we go next. It's the Cardinals catching 3 at home against the Detroit Lions. Sunday, 4:25 p.m. Eastern, 1:25 p.m. Pacific, State Farm Stadium. Matthew Stafford and the Lions are 1-4 both straight up and against the spread on the road this season, losing each of their last two dates away from Ford Field by double digits. Not only that, but after a respectable 3-3 start to the campaign, Detroit has dropped 5 of its last 6 and now gets set to hit the road for 3 of their final 4 games after they just concluded a 3-game homestand. But here is where this one gets interesting. Not only are the Lions a brutal 8-19 against the spread over the last 27 games played in December, a big indicator that this team tends to fade late in the season, but Detroit is an NFL worst 13-46 straight up when playing in the Mountain and Pacific time zones since the 1970 merger. 13-46 when they head to the Mountain and Pacific time zones since 1970. You couldn't be that bad if you tried. Arizona has been brutal this season, but this is a play against the Lions. Give me the Cardinals plus 3. And finally, it's the Chicago Bears plus 3 hosting the Los Angeles Rams. Sunday, 8:20 p.m. Eastern, 5:20 p.m. Pacific, Soldier Field. A Southern California team with a California quarterback traveling to Soldier Field in Chicago for a primetime Sunday night football game, and the Bears are getting 3 points. Check, please. Sunday night in Chicago, it's going to be cold, it's going to be windy, and it's going to be pressure-filled for Jared Goff and this explosive Rams offense. In addition, the Bears need to atone for that faceplant in New York against the Giants last Sunday. The Rams have covered the number in just 2 of their last 9 outings overall, while the Bears are an astounding 15-5-1 against the spread over their last 21 home games. I'll take Chicago plus the field goal. To recap, your 6-point teaser of the week, tease the Chargers from 14 down to 8 over Cincinnati, tease the Steelers from 10.5 down to 4.5 at Oakland against the Raiders, Packers minus 5 over Atlanta, Chiefs Ravens under 51.5, Colts plus 5 at Houston, Dolphins plus 7.5 hosting New England, Arizona plus 3 hosting Detroit, Chicago plus 3 hosting the Rams. That'll do it for episode 157 of the podcast. As always, thank you very much for your continued support. Be well, everybody, and best of luck.